Hello everyone, welcome to the Design Hat podcast. Today we have a very special guest, Akram Shah. He is a UX designer at Trivius and he has working experience at Amazon and very big companies. Along with that, he loves to craft experience that matters. Welcome Akram, how are you today?
Hey, thank you for having me guys. I'm good. It's a pretty like a rainy day here at my native, so it's going crazy and like yesterday, today, and tomorrow is a holiday for me, so because of Eid, so it's going great. So let me introduce myself, or you're gonna ask me a question. How's it gonna work?
So yeah, you can go on and introduce yourself. So I would want you to introduce with you a story that can help us understand why you got into design, why sure. You chose design, and stuff like that.
That's cool. Let me start with like way back, like from 2008, right? So as a young young guy who aspiring to be like someone who wants to be but don't know what it is, the design and everything, technology or whatever, but I am always fascinated about technology, right? So I'm talking about like 2008, so that's the time around like Symbian mobiles from Nokia, all this X2, all this Nokia related products were really going crazy. So that's when I really got introduced into like technology per se. Then if you see my nature of like where I'm coming from, so I'm coming from down so south from Tamil Nadu, their district called Tenkasi. I might include my native name as well, village name as well. It's called Ravanasamuthiram. It's very difficult to pronounce. So generally people like here are more conservative. People around me are like, right. So you know, right, how villages work, right? So basically I'm from here where I don't know, I can't foresee anything or nobody is there for to me to guide or any sort of that. So starting from there, so I finished my 10th and joined the same school, 11th and 12th. I eventually took computer science as my like main this thing course. So then like really, if you were to say like to introduction to design, it's in 12th, my 12th standard. So that's when I got to know like, okay, there is a field, something called this exists. Right, because eventually, like the people don't do here workshop, all those stuff. Guidance also, it's very not bad. It's very difficult to find a mentor or something like that. So it's not privileged enough to be in a, what I would say city kind of scenario, and it's a village, and you can compare it both. Like, so that's when I really introduced to like not design per se, as there is an industry called design or something like that. Then after finishing my 12th. Then I was discussing with my colleague, my friends and everyone. So everybody want me to do a BTech IT or something like that. So, but I was really into technology, but at the same time, I'm very bad at math. So I need to find a balance where I will be able to explore things. At the same time, I don't want to be like in that scenario where calculating is the key stuff. And so that's where in the delicate position I was. Then, suddenly one of my friends told me like there is a department called visual communication, all those stuff and media and all, so you can be then at that point of time I was very fascinated about movies, especially Hollywood movies. So that's when I like, okay, let's go with visual communication. When I introduced there in my second year, I felt like, okay, design could be a thing where I could pursue my career. So that's how I started in design. So that's where I came from.
That's great. I really wanted to know more aspect of how Hollywood movies really drive towards visual design.
Definitely. So basically, I was watching all this Marvel or Pixar animation, everything. So again, it's very fascinated because you know how regional movie was. It's like super commercial. You can't like explore anything, something short like that, right? So this opened me like why, like how these people are doing it. Right. Mm-hmm. So because most of the time people don't ask how they're doing it or why they're doing it. So that questions grew in me saying that like, why can't we do something like that? Because just to be proud, in my native, I'm the first guy who like did a short film per se. So that's how I was very intrigued by it, and that's when I decided, like, so after consulting with my uncle and everybody, so they said, like, okay, you go to visual communication, that's where they teach all this stuff. Again, I don't have like a solid experience about like knowledge of that part, but yet I took my in my will, I was like, okay, I can do it. So that's how then I moved to Chennai for pursuing visual communication.
That's great. So going forward, so you did a BS in design, as you said, and visual communication.
Yeah.
So I wanted to specifically ask, why didn't you choose any NIFT or NID? Like, because they are the most, I think, prominent, or I think whenever I think of design, NIFT and NID are the ones that really came into my mind. So why not them, and why not?
I think that's a great question, right? So when you see from apart from metro cities, it's kind of bit of like sad at the same time. It's like people are not that privileged enough to know about it. At the same time, can't able to push you about it because of their maybe it's kind of a social status or financial status, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, it's more of like awareness. Like, even if I ask some of the people in my native, it's very sad that they don't know these institutes are existing, right? So that's the kind of scenario. So and when you think of like 2012 or 2014, that it was worse, right? So that would be like main reasons. But I'm like preparing for my MS design or MS interaction design. In my near future, I might do it in a NFD or a NID. But in back that time, I was not aware of it. So that's the main reason.
So do you think you left something? Because I think you have worked at Amazon and you are a UX designer, right? So you might have met a lot of people who are from NIFT and NID. So do you feel you left something out if you didn't go to there and you did something else?
I think one part of thing is like definitely I might be thinking like, okay, what kind of what's the word called teachings, what they do in terms of curriculum and all. So that would be like more of like international standard what I'm thinking, and I might have like exposed to like more what I'm exposing right now if I joined NIFD, so IIT per se. So that's a like major drawback, I would say, because I didn't go there, push you there. But if you like, if you're the same, like in terms of like career, or if you're missing anything, no, I don't think so. That makes any kind of like
difference. Got it. So yeah, going forward, I wanted to ask about your first job. So not being from NIT, did you face any difficulties first? And the second, what was your first job and how did you got it?
For that, I need to go a little bit back in my college days. So final year where I did couple of things. One is at that point of time, I was very interested in film editing. At the same time, I'm good at handling softwares like Photoshop and everything. And I could able to come up with my own, not per se like a UI or related stuff, at the end of the day, designs, like general designs. I'm good at typography. I'm good at color at that point of time. So that's I did a, like an internship with some of the like one of the good editor in Tamil industry. So I did a 30 days internship with him only one film where I could able to like, but I couldn't able to like enjoy it in the edit, all this process. But then I joined the company I joined the company called Black Lupus. So they are into more of like a web design, right? So that's when I was really introduced into like what is UI aspect of it, what is UX aspect of it. So that's the kind of like first job. Then I did a little bit of freelancing for them. Then I moved out of Chennai. Then I joined after finishing my college. Then there is one company, I don't remember that company, sorry. That's where I did my first job. So it's like more of like a graphic designer work. So I joined there, I worked almost like 1.5 months. Then I got job gig in Amazon, so I moved up there. So that's my first job, I guess.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think this is the most awaited question for everyone who is watching. So how did you got a job at or a whole job gig at Amazon?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So back then I really not that. I know there are like Accenture, Cognizant, and all the stuff exist. But I'm not that aware of like even Amazon, because you can see my progress here there, because I'm not that even aware about Amazon, but joined there, right? Because one of my senior who told me that you can try it in Amazon, where you could like grab the position of like junior designer or something like that, maybe related to that. So that's when I like, okay, let's try and apply. So I applied through their job portal. So like my friend told like go to this amazon.jobs.com, something like that. So that portal, and applied, and eventually I got an interview like 3 weeks later. So then it's like more of like, this is like standard set of interview they do. That time I'm being lucky, in 2017 I graduated around like April, then I got into like in that new gig, new firm there. Then like from there 1.5 months I was into this. They said like somewhere group discussion, all this, like that time some recruitment drive is going on. So I eventually placed there, and I'll be able to like again, it's very certain things, like first is group discussion, and second is more of like a technical round where they will ask you to do a certain task in Photoshop or Illustrator. Then third is a HR round where he will give you, we don't give you like Saturday, Sunday, holidays and all that, where they'll just try to taunt you. So you accept that, and then later, 1 month later, I got the job offer from them. So it's when I think from at that point of time, I thought it's really like daunting to get a job being that big firm. But after 2 to 3 years, now it's very easy process, I guess, with LinkedIn and all those.
I agree with that. I think LinkedIn has provided a platform for a lot of budding designers to get that big firms. Yeah. So how was your experience at Amazon? Like, how was working there? Like, something about it.
Yeah, sure. Amazon is like a dream job, right? It's a dream job, and it's like if you go in, you are settled. You don't need to like think about anything because everything available there, right? So you go there, you don't need to wear any like formal shirts or anything. It's like really good, like it's like very friendly environment. At the same time, it's task intensive, so you got to like complete certain tasks in 8 hours. So there are like constraints at the same time. All these benefits available for you. That's when I really like. The regards to current job, that's when I really explored all sort of like jobs available in terms of in design, from visual communication, visual designs to UX thing. That's when I met a lot of people there. I learned a lot of things from them. Like from if I were to say, there is one amazing creative director there. So who introduced me? There is a field called creative direction exists. So that's when I'm learning, like constantly learning from. Like I worked there around 6 months. I met a lot of different people there. So different people. I'll be able to like touch upon everything, and I figure out myself. Like to be honest, I love creating something useful for people, and I have like a good amount of empathy as well. So when I figured it out at that point of time as well, if I were to say the design as a thing or gig, I don't want to like pursue continuously, but I have in that mind, back in mind, like what if I'm satisfying with doing that and creating some impact around the like people, that's when I would be like pursuing that as a career, right? That's my like main thing in back in my head. So because otherwise it's very difficult to work in this scenario. So that's why even I like quit Amazon after 6 months. So because when I can see, yeah, I'm doing something, but I'm not making any impact around me. So that's a kind of like wisdom when I got that time. But yeah, working with Amazon, it's really good. I worked as it's a team called DIS. So what we do is basically for product uploading in the Amazon. So what we need to do is we need to retouch and clean up all the stuff. So it's like more of like a basic stuff where you assist your senior or a creative director or anybody to give them an image, then they will make the creatives and put it in the website. So that's a job I did there. So but in that 6 months, to be honest, I met a lot of people, and each one of them are like really good learning. So that's amazing.
I think that's correct.
Yeah.
I want to ask about what your current role is, because we know that you are a UX designer at Trivia. So I want to know about how that came into your life, and what are the roles and persons. And as you said, that impact is an important factor when you're trying to do something. So how are you impacting people here?
Definitely. So there are a lot of couple of projects we are working in Trivia. I can't discuss in open form, but what I can say is you can see what you're doing as a when you do a user testing or anything, if you can see the excitement in the people face. You can see it's really making sense or making people life a little bit easier they say that thing, right? Because like I just need to like deviate from previous, because I'm going back. Previously, I worked with Luxeda, the company called Luxeda. So that's where I really explored UI UX aspect of it, because that those 3 years where I worked there, so I'll be able to learn all sort of stuff, and I'll be able to like pitch one of the product even in Singapore ACS Summit 2019. So that's the 3 years like super transition from like a graphic designer to super intensive UX designer, right? So I learned a lot of things from Luxeda per se. Then here, so as I'm like grown, like I'll be able to manage team now. I'll be able to like pitch with new clients or everything now. And now in previous, as my role goes, I'd be most of the times prioritizing futures or any things going out in current product. At the same time, we have like a couple of products where it could we believe that it could impact people, so that we are building that as well. So the like as a UX designer, your role is to like guide actually designer to like think very creatively, at the same time come up with like creative ideas, and you help them to achieve that. So like enabling, again, creating experience that matters, though that's what I do, because people might have hundreds of assumptions. Making sure that it works, that's my job. It writes out, yes.
That's great. Yeah. So I want to know last question about your career, and then we will move a little past from that. So what kind of project you have worked till now that you felt that has created the most impact, and you love that project, something?
Yeah, sure. There are many, right? So like if I were to start from Luxeda, first, this is the one of the biggest gig, like in full-fledged, I invested myself and time to do stuff. It's called Excel Trip. So that's the one of the company we from UI, like website, web design to app to everything. They are mostly related to blockchain related travel agency, travel aggregator, and they are like more of like a clear trip for anybody, but they do all with cryptocurrencies, all the stuff. So for that, creating and let's think about, it's very difficult for a common man to like think about cryptocurrency per se, Bitcoin per se. Like let's say even metro cities, yeah, they people are having like more intellectual, they'll be able to like do book using cryptocurrency and all. But beyond that, there are people across countries, world, who can able to do it because they have internet. But how can we like make it super easy that they'll also use it? So that's one of the difficult challenge we took, and kind of built a product around it, and able to like more than 400 airlines or millions of hotels, they enrolled within us and people are using it. So that's the first, the first big gig I did. Then after that, there are like companies like European companies like there is a company called Beretta, where Beretta is very well known for like US Army weapons supplies. So they wanted to create experience in their websites where people can experience the firearms or like that related apparels and everything. So that one of the big thing I was doing, and still the progress is going on, I guess, in Luxeda. So that's one of the big thing. So what you can see here is in the pattern where whatever you create, when people able to use it easily, like I would say like easily, at the same time they give a feedback like I don't like this and I like this, that's when you think, okay, you are doing some stuff. And I might say these are like a couple of examples. Then there is if you were to see like recently, 3 to 6 months back, I was working with a company called with them, just as they are our client. So we were working with them for a COVID testing acceleration. So we were doing it's a company called Syngin. So we were helping them to like assist how can we like really digitalize like this COVID booking and all those stuff. Right. So these are like a couple of things where I see I did a good job and doing it right now as well. These are like, again, what's the question? I was like going up somewhere.
No, but I understood that. Yeah. That's what is important, to create something that helps people and satisfies.
Yeah.
And I understood the background impact thing. That's great. So now kind of I wanted to ask you about like, what do you do outside of design? What are the other aspects of your life?
Obviously, let's say now I'm in this previous is like fully remote company, right? Mm-hmm. So I moved to my hometown. Now I don't need to like in the hustle fussle of city life. Now I'm being very peace and living in my own city and trying to do other stuff. But yeah, apart from design or anything, I really love like, let's say, the books and all, like everybody does a read. But in terms of like, if you say personal level, I really love cooking. So I help my mom and everybody with cooking, all the stuff. So I'm like more of like a DIY guy, right? Whatever I do, go and get things like done with that. So that's the one of the part. And if you were to see like related to design or something like that, then I really love enjoying creating process around everything. Like in terms of like, let's say a framework around everything. So what, even in previous, what we are trying to do is whatever we design or whatever we come up with the idea, we try to do as a like a framework and put it out there to people to use. So it really makes people's life easy. At the same time, we can go back and refer. So that's the kind of thing I'm like, even before I joined this call, I was writing some article about that only. So that's how my free times are used, obviously, of Netflix and everything.
That's what the essence of this podcast is, to understand what kind of life a designer lives. So that's important. Yeah, so coming back to the last question about, this is the surprise one. So this is basically, I wanted to ask you to give the audience who is listening or watching this wherever any 2 cents of advice for a budding designer who is like growing into design, who is like coming into design.
Awesome. Definitely. So as you they can hear from myself, I was really not into design, right? So I eventually found design to be the tool where I can able to communicate my skill set there, right? Because I have empathy, I have like I want to do something. So I find a design to be that medium where I will be able to execute it. So when a wedding designer or who is starting out, so they really need to ask their like themselves, like, if you do some stuff with design, will it impact their life? It can be as simple from a logo to a big project, like a big like a, let's say, a NASA or a Tesla company softwares, right? So they can think from there and like, will it make sense to do it? That's the one questions they can constantly ask. Then they can refine at the process. You don't need to know that, like, okay, I want to do this set of skills, I really need to learn to survive this design. Or no, you will evolve as you go forward. You don't need to like know, because at like 2 years back, I don't know what is UI at all. Now I know everything about it. Like, I wouldn't say I know everything, but at least I know that I have a knowledge about everything where I could able to go and like approach it and learn from it and execute that. Like that's I would say that's the people need to like have in mindset, because like I can see like a lot of designers who ping me in LinkedIn as well. So they are into development, web development, or like a software engineering side, but they wanted to be a UX designer or UI designer or a design side. So it's really important that, will that satisfy you? Like in terms of what I would say is, not only just as a profession, but it should like impact your life also. So like because whatever I learned here in terms of in industry or design, I try to implement in my own home, because I get a lot of process putting a framework around everything. Why can't I do it in my life, own my life? Because so that I'll be super focused. At the same time, it will impact people as well around me. So like this is might be like I just saying. So I didn't have these privileges where people able to advise and all the stuff, but I'm doing it right now to my like own people around me who is studying like 12th or colleges first year or something. I've been like giving guidance to them, like do this guys. Even I have my younger brother who is studying 11. So I'm been telling him like prepare for this examination, prepare for that. So that's the real impact I think we'll make in the world if you're like choose this design as a like profession. Not as a design, but everything.
And I think that's a very great learning, because one of the things that we always left in the process of finding our future is that we are trying to do something for someone, right? We have to impact people, and that's what we forget, and that's what we should always keep in mind. Understood. Yeah, so thank you, Akram, for coming in, and thank you everyone for watching this particular podcast or listening to this. So whosoever wants to follow Akram on social media, his links will be in the description box below, and you can check it out. Thank you, Akram. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. And just a shout out to Design Hat. You guys are doing bringing out a lot of stories out there, and do it forever. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah.